Another call from Cincinnati. Tim, Carol in Cincinnati, Ohio, also listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Carol, you are on with Tim Staples.
Hi, yes, thank you. I was trying to research biblically when the church started the marriage ceremonies.
Yeah.
And I went online and I found an article, although it wasn't from Catholic Answers, that said the Catholic Church started marriage ceremonies in 1563. Mm. If in fact that is true, what did the church do prior to that?
Actually, that's not exactly true. I don't know what article that is that you read. Probably they're pointing to the Council of Trent, because definitely the Council of Trent is an ecumenical council that dealt with it, you know, and talks about you have to have bishop, priest, deacon, and that sort of thing to officially witness. But actually, it goes all the way back. You can, because remember, Christianity came out of Judaism. And so in Judaism, you already had a very elaborate liturgy as well as theology of marriage. In fact, Jesus picks up on that, you know, in a lot of his teachings, for example, in Matthew 14, 1 through 6, when he says, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I come again, I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be. I mean, there is the language of the bridegroom, right? Because in ancient Israel, the bridegroom would go off after the nuptial, after, not the nuptials, but after what we would call in our theology the ratification, they would call it the espousal of the marriage. The bridegroom would go off, build a home for his bride, and then they would have the big wedding feast that would usually happen at nighttime. Jesus describes that as well, I think, in Matthew 22 or somewhere around there. So the point is, there was already a very rich tradition of what marriage is, and this is why, you know, I'm going off the top of my head here, but you have St. Ignatius of Antioch talking about, and this is in 107 AD, that those who want to be married should come to the bishop. And I forget which one of the letters of Ignatius that is. Tertullian talks about it as well in the 3rd century. But these things are kind of in passing. You definitely have, by the 9th century, as a matter of history, you know, wedding ceremonies and that sort of thing. What the Council of Trent is taking a lot of the tradition and kind of, you know, molding it and shaping it. But really, in seed form, you have Christian marriage that goes all the way back. You can see it in St. Paul's letters, you know, Ephesians 5, 19 through 32. But I think in a nutshell, what you have is certainly a development. There's a development. But hey, you know, my gosh, St. Augustine. St. Augustine has a very rich understanding of marriage in the fourth, actually early fifth century, that would really kind of be the voice for 1,000 years, you know, that leading up to Thomas Aquinas and then, of course, the Council of Trent. But I think the only caution I would have there is whoever is writing this and saying there was no wedding ceremonies until 1563. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's wrong. But I think in defense of them, what they may be saying is you have this fully sort of developed theology and liturgy by that time. Perhaps that's what they were getting at, though I would even argue that that's not quite correct either. But does that help at all?
Oh, absolutely. And I should have, my common sense should have taken me back to the Jewish tradition. But no,
gotcha.
That was a beautiful answer. Thank
you. Yeah,
well,
you know, one thing, though, that you will find if you continue your research, that the early marriage ceremonies, like I'm thinking in the 800s, that we have on record are going to really mirror the Roman society. So the marriages in the early centuries are going to be very Jewish, but then you're going to have the Roman influence. And let's face it, I mean, that's the way our liturgy develops. That's the way our Catholic culture develops. We develop where we are because Jesus didn't give us, this is how you celebrate marriage. This is the liturgy. This is this or that. And so it really does grow organically. So don't expect, you know, you're going to see a full-blown wedding like you saw last Saturday in the 5th century or in the 9th century, because it does kind of grow up around local customs. And it's, you know, it's different East and West as well. In the Eastern Catholic Church, it's different than the West.
Thank you so much, Carol, for that call.